Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Sweet Sorbet. Now maybe you know or you don't know what a sorbet is. It's a form of ice cream without the cream, a water-based delicious dessert that is often flavored with fruit or, well, it can be anything really. Maybe you're already aware of this, maybe you've had it on a hot summer's day. Perhaps you've even enjoyed it while sitting in a bath or cozied up somewhere. Regardless of where, when, and how you experienced it, I can promise you that this experience will be a little different. Let's first begin with a simple presentation, shall we? As I describe what we're about to consume, you may want to close your eyes and imagine. In fact, during the tasting itself, I highly recommend that you simply focus on the experience. A simple white plate with a raised edge to make sure that if anything melts, it doesn't run off. A soft embossed spiral pattern with on top of it a large sphere of sorbet ice. What's especially nice is that it appears to be all the colors of the rainbow, like a beautiful spiral sphere. Next to the plate, there is a spoon. One that is not too large, not too small, just right to enjoy bites of the ice. Now, before we begin with the actual tasting, take a breath. Let yourself prepare, anticipate the simple taste of the sweet sorbet. Even with your eyes closed, you could pick up the little spoon and scoop, almost scraping off some of the outside of the sphere. Can you imagine how satisfyingly curls form on the edge of your spoon? How easy it would be to let them melt in your mouth in just a moment. And part of you knows that keeping your eyes closed with this would actually help with the surprise, even though you don't know yet what each color corresponds to which flavor. I'd like you to imagine what your first bite will be. And then it's time to raise that spoon to your lips and take the tiny piece of sorbet Let it melt on your tongue, feeling the tingle slowly spread. Then the flavor hits. Fruity, full, maybe even a little tart, but very welcoming. While you're letting the peace and your thoughts melt, your hands can easily take another piece from the plate. You're undoubtedly looking forward to the next fresh, light taste, aren't you? So go ahead, indulge in the next bite. You know that it's going to taste a little different than before. Maybe it's a different fruit, maybe it's a mixed flavor. So go ahead, allow yourself to feel it melt your mind again, as the ice softly touches your tongue, melting down, and the taste spreading so easily all around your mouth. The next bite gets even easier. By now your hands know what to do, and with your other hand, if you want, you can turn the plate ever so slightly to be even more surprised with the taste. Maybe you're keeping your eyes closed, maybe you're sneaking a peek at the vibrant colors on the spoon. As soon as the flavor hits, as soon as it melts once again deep on your tongue, in your mouth, in your mind, the silence and the refreshing blankness is just so wonderful. Another bite, another scoop, another taste. Maybe you recognize something similar to the first bite, but a little different as well. You may even notice how the tingling of your tongue spreads even further, as if your whole mouth is experiencing flavor, taste spreading, your sensations going wild with wonder. And yet, it's all so slow and calm. Scoop after scoop, bite after bite. The more you take, the more you consume, the less is left of your mind. Sometimes you look to see how much or how little is left. Is the plate still half full, or is your mind half empty? Few more melting, wonderful pieces help you to feel even more blank. And the emptier the plate becomes, the emptier your mind is as well. So focused on feeling the flavors, on seeing the colors, colors taste so wonderful. Your body becoming refreshed and cool as the temperature is gently dropping with your thoughts. When your spoon hits the plate itself, there's a moment of frustration as you know not much of the delicious dessert is left, but there are still plenty more bites to enjoy. And almost entirely automatic, you softly enjoy, consume, experience, taste all the different flavors, all the different colors, fruity, sweet, tart, light and dark, bright and dim, little drops melting on your tongue, drifting so easily. The tingling, cooling sensation spreading wonderfully deep in your body until all of it feels so cool and refreshed, comfortable. And looking forward to those last few bites. The plate is almost empty. Every time you can hear the spoon scrape, it would be such a shame to let this end. And at the same time, you feel nicely sated. I'm sure nobody's looking, so feel free to use your finger to scoop up the last few drops that have melted away and escaped your slow scoop. Placing the little spoon down, you can really lean back and sink down. The memory of the flavors, the experience, swirling inside of you like the spiral on the plate, the colors in your mind creating a whole rainbow. Color and flavor was in this sweet sorbet, the delightful dessert that drops you deep. The whole experience will remain vivid in your mind, as bright as the colors it contained, as fresh as the flavors it filled you with. And even after I wake you, you may still notice some remaining. It's okay to dream on this dessert and to let it cheer you up and cool you down. Each of the sensations spreading so easily And as I count up, they will remain vivid and strong in your mind. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the sweet sorbet.